The views expressed are not necessarily those of KSCJ and Powell Broadcasting Company. This program is not intended to replace the advice of doctors or other clinical providers. Consult with your practitioner to ensure the proper course of action for you.
Welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well on AM 1360, FM 94.9, KSCJ. This program is dedicated to your mental health wellness and brought to you by Family Services. Here's your host, Art Silva.
Good morning, Siouxland, and welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well. This show is all about your mental wellness environment and how you can help yourself navigate the daily highway of life. It's the little things, or sometimes larger issues, that can take us off-road. Our goal is to inform and provide information that will help direct individuals to community resources that can help cope with life's mental health challenges. Morning, I'm Art Silva, and we got a special show for you today. We're going to talk about healing trauma and how child-parent psychotherapy helps children and caregivers. We got a special cast with us today. I'd like to introduce our guests. First of all, Christy Spicer, therapist at Family Services, and she will explain the foundation of the model. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning.
Next, we have Emma McElroy, therapist at Siouxland Mental Health, who will walk us through the sessions and what they look like. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning, Art.
Good to have you here. And of course, Energy Plus, we have a wonderful person that's been on with us before, and that's Amy Small. She is the Child and Adolescent Director at Siouxland Mental Health Center. And she'll share a case example to show you a better understanding of how CPP works. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. We are so excited to be here.
Oh, I can feel the energy already. And last, our guest is Shalee Schloss, and she is a therapist at Catholic Charities, and she'll share some therapy focused on trauma outcomes and healing. Good morning, Shalee.
Good morning.
Well, we got a great show here, so let's get busy. And I want to start with Christy. Christy, can you get us to the basics? What exactly is child-parent psychotherapy, and who is it designed to help?
Yeah, so child-parent psychotherapy, or CPP, is an evidence-based treatment model. It is for both children and caregivers to do together. It's trauma-informed. And caregiver in this type of therapy, we're talking about biological parents, foster parents, adoptive parents. It could be a relative caring for a child. Whoever the child's caregivers are is who we're looking at. With that, it's trauma-informed, which means that the child's going to have experienced at least one traumatic event in their life. You know, we oftentimes think about just abuse and neglect, but we can also talk about situations where they might have been exposed to violence, had major medical issues, experienced a loss, separation from a primary caregiver, or a primary caregiver not being as available to them as you would typically think, and also exposures to natural disasters, too. This therapy can be used in those situations as well. We are, for children, we're targeting ages from birth, so even infants, all the way through age 5. And it's CPP is based on the belief that healing can happen within that supportive, safe relationship, especially between a child and a primary caregiver. So we want those children to be engaged in this therapy with their primary caregiver. It will strengthen attachment bonds. The therapy also helps them talk about and process whatever the trauma experience has been. It can reduce behavioral and emotional problems for children, as well as improve the caregiver's capacity to respond to the child's needs in supportive ways. You know, the caregivers also experienced these same events in their life just from their position as a caregiver. So they have lots of things that they're dealing with as well. And so that is, in a nutshell, very briefly, what CPP is and who it's for.
That is an awful lot. And, you know, when you think about it, I'm learning myself as we go through this. Therapy for a young child, 1-year-old, that is interesting. So, Emma, let me ask you some questions here. How would you, many people do not know what therapy looks like for very young children. Can you walk us through a typical CPP session?
Yeah, absolutely. So it looks a little different just because of the age group, right? Like you're going to have a kind of a different approach. And so there's kind of different stages. And the initial stage, right, that foundational stage is primarily just the therapist and the parent or the caregiver alone. kind of assessing, doing some background work. So understanding that what the child has been through, and then understanding the parent's trauma history as well. Because as we know, like when we're parenting, right, a lot of times stuff from our own past gets brought up. And so this kind of helps to name it and then tame it, right? So we're looking at like how that kind of goes. And then once we get through that, once we get through that developmental stage, right, and we form this, what we call the CPP triangle, right, where we look at the experiences and the treatment and kind of come together to look at like what, how we're going to address it with the kid and how we're going to talk about it. Then we move into having the parent and the child and the therapist together in the room, doing some different therapeutic interventions, a lot through play, stuff like that, to kind of get the kid engaged and talk about that.
Well, I'll tell you, Emma, it's really interesting. I think, you know, we're in the process of just completing a brand new school. Mm-hmm. And one of the things we did in our brand new school was put in bullet-resistant glass. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm saying this only because it's kind of timely in the news right now. Mm-hmm. But when you look at things going on out there, that's the kind of trauma that Christy talked about, the violence that they witnessed, the violence that they may be around. This is something real important. And I think your number one support is going to come from your parents. That, and just looking at the parents responding and coming out. So this is a very timely discussion. Amy, let me move over to you. Can you share an example of how CPP has helped a family and what changed for them?
You betcha. So CPP is wonderful. And when we think and look at what parents and the children have gained from CPP after they've been through it, you know, there's two things that we hear a lot of, that healing has happened, and also that they have a renewed sense of safety with their caregiver. And I think those two things are super important and are a pinnacle part of the CPP therapy. One thing that it can be hard for everybody that's involved in the CPP therapy is we are being direct. We are talking about that trauma. We're taking, you know, as parents or caregivers, they're taking ownership for their part and, you know, healing that relationship with their child. And I know that we talked a little bit that this can start at, you know, birth. One of the things that we do when we're doing that healing, healing that relationship with infants is we are looking at their nonverbal cues. We are looking at how they're reacting, their facial expressions, how their muscles get tight. And then as we're working through it with the parent and the baby, they're learning to help, the parent is learning how to understand when their infant is feeling uncomfortable and to see that change from the infant going to having tight muscles or crying to leaning on their parent to have that safety and they no longer have that tension. It's such an amazing thing to witness, and I'm always so humbled that people allow us to be in part of their journey, because they're coming to us and they've experienced or had some really hard things happen to them. And it is so, I feel very humbled that they allow us to be part of that journey, because really, we want to really help engage and make that connection between whether it's an infant or a five-year-old stronger between them and their parent.
You know, that's very powerful, and it really shows the heart of the work that you do. I always think that therapists are totally undervalued. In taking that first step to go in really unlocks a whole area of hope going forward with the progress. And sometimes you need that little bit of pain. You got to get it out of you to stop forward. So thank you, Amy.
And so, I think go ahead. A little bit more about that is, sometimes as a parent, it can be hard, you know, coming in and telling another adult, I did this really hard thing, this very uncomfortable thing to my kid. And you're right, we are going to recognize that. But we also know that you're not living there anymore. Amen. We want to move forward, and we're not going to be judgy McJugderchins. I know that's not a word, but it is today, uh-huh. Right? We're going to welcome you, and we really want to see the dyad move forward together in a positive way.
Excellent, excellent. Let me get over to Shelly, and let me ask you, Shelly, we know trauma in early childhood can have a lasting effect. So that's so important for children's development. Would you want to talk about that?
Absolutely. So one misconception that many people have is that when a baby's been through something, they don't remember it, which is not the case. They may not remember the visual details of something that has happened, but we have four other senses besides our sight. And so they take in from those other senses. So feelings or like touch and smell and so on and so forth. Sometimes people come back when they're adults and they say, I don't know why this specific scent causes me to think of this thing, but it does. It does make me think about that. And so babies remember in completely different ways. Toddlers remember in completely different ways. Also remember that children's behavior is their way of communicating. They don't have the same language that us as adults do to be able to communicate effectively. This is what I experienced, and this is how I am hurting, or this is how I'm struggling with this specific thing. Trauma can affect even like the development of the brain. Some parts of the brain either shut off, or it like certain areas might grow to a level that is not normal for a child that age. So those are some ways that development can be impacted by trauma. Self-regulation, they don't know how to regulate because they've always been shown unhealthy ways to regulate their emotions and their body regulation. So that also can impact it. The most important thing is that children can't do this alone. They need somebody there to help support them. They need somebody there to stand by them. And we, for CPP, we want that person to be the parent or the guardian, not us as therapists. We don't want to get in the way of that attachment. We don't want to get in the way of them creating that bond. And that's what CPP does. It restores that sense of safety, supports secure attachment, and builds resiliency.
Well, common denominator here, it always gets back to the parents. It's like being on an airplane when they tell you, put that airbag on you first, and then your child. So I really think working with the parent is really so important in so many areas of a child's development. And when you have that parent missing, and you have an aunt, grandparent, or something else stepping in to do that role, it's just as important, filling that need. We're going to take our break right now. This has been so interesting. I have a lot of questions that we'll go through on the second half of our show. So, folks out there, continue your morning chill. We'll be right back with more of When Things Aren't Going Well right here on 1360 AM, 90.9 FM, KSCJ.
Oh, I forgot to take the garbage out again. My team came home who knows when last night. That guy just cut me off. My boss totally doesn't get what I'm trying to do for his company. When will I enjoy life again? Will I ever catch up? I really should visit my parents soon before it's too late. Why is this guy in front of me stopping at a green light? Go!
It's time for a checkup from the neck up to put yourself in a better state of mind. Sometimes it all seems to be coming at us pretty fast. Our instinct is to conquer our issues before we enjoy our actual life. It seems we just can't get caught up. That's when stress and anxiety absorb everything. Family Services, Inc. is here to get you back to enjoying your life. A call to Family Services will put you on a direct path to more happiness and inner peace. It's time you appreciate the things that matter most. Let the sun heat your back and enjoy the day and laugh with guiltless, stress-free joy. Call Family Services today at 293-4900. That's 293-4900.
I feel good.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well on KSCJ. Here's Art Silva.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well. I'm Art Silva, along with my guest today, Christy Spicer, therapist at Family Services, Emma McElroy, a therapist at Siouxland Mental Health, Amy Small, a child and adolescent director at Siouxland Mental Health, and Shalise Shoss, and she is with Catholic Charities. So we had a great first half. We're talking about CPP. That's like C is in Charlie, P is in poor, and P is in poor. And this is a brand new therapy coming out that's really a triangle where you work with the therapist, the child, and the parent, and you can work with children as early as 6 months, whatever, through their actions. This is absolutely fantastic. So with that, let me come back and start the second half of our show. Ladies, can you kind of like summarize for me some of the things in your own words and you'd like to add on CPP, what you're looking at. This is all brand new. I got to tell you one thing before we go on. I love the collaboration. We're all working together. Folks, you got to hear out here, we say this, there's resources in the community. We share resources because it's all about helping people. So today, this is really good because we have three different agencies here, and we're all talking about the same thing with the goal being, how do we help families? So we're right on course. So with that, I want to come back to Christy, and you want to start to summarize some of what you're feeling on this, Christy, and add your personal notes?
Yeah, so I think you did I think it is really important, and Art, you started to talk about this, that there are three agencies within the Sioux City Metro who are sitting here together, you know, and we could be thought of as competitors, right? We're all kind of looking at working with similar families and similar children, but we all saw the value, and our agencies saw the value of not holding that position, but instead saying, this is something that all four of us are learning. Our community needs this therapy to be available to children and their families. And so working together to make sure that we are out together saying, this is your group of CPP providers in Siouxland. Please refer to us. And, you know, we have an agreement amongst ourselves too to make sure that children and families get this service and this type of therapy as quickly as possible from moment that they are being identified, so that if one of us is full or cannot work with that family at that time, for whatever the reason might be, that we're going to say, please call Shalee over at Catholic Charities, or please call Emma or Amy at Siouxland Mental Health, because people having access to this is just really the important part of this whole thing.
Yeah, taking that first step is very important. Emma, let me ask you your feelings in summarizing some of what we've talked about today.
Yeah, I mean, I just think this is a really neat model, and I'm really excited about it. I think that, you know, just like anything, right, early intervention is key. And so getting kids in, right, I know sometimes when you look at it, you're like, what, I'm going to take my baby into a therapist? Like, that's crazy, right? But really, it's that building that model and doing that work and building that base, right, and addressing that and giving that language to, like, caregivers, right, and naming that, right? And it doesn't mean that, like, you know, maybe down the road they might need, like, follow-ups when they're older, but, like, that early intervention, right, is so key and treatment. So I think that's a really like neat piece to the model.
Amy, your thoughts?
Well, I like to look at it as we get to be the cheerleaders for this family. Like, we're all on this team together. And when they come to us, their team is down. They're behind in the game, right? There's some things that we've got to really, you know, address. And then we go to the planning part where we're making the triangle. So we're making a plan for it to be move forward in a positive direction. And then by the time that they leave us, they have the plan and all the confidence that they can continue to move positively as a family without us. Because at the end of the day, I know this probably isn't a popular opinion, but it is to put ourselves out of business.
Amen.
We want the families to be able to have the confidence in themselves to do this on their own without our support. And so I love that we get to be the cheerleaders for them when they're having a rough time, and also when they're ready to go out on their own and go to the professional level, the NFL or wherever they're or baseball. You like baseball. Pretend I said baseball.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. That's a nice analogy. Thanks, Amy. Shalee, let's summarize some of your thoughts on this, please.
So the one thing that I really enjoy about this model is that it allows the parents to almost look back retrospectively about what they had been through in their lives. And because they're being so brave in bringing their child, and CPP requires them to acknowledge, like, hey, this trauma happened to my child, they get an opportunity to look back and say, hey, a lot of this stuff happened to me. Maybe I myself need therapy. And it kind of gives them a bit of a push to go and seek out their own mental health therapist, taking care of themselves. Because you can't, as somebody had mentioned before, maybe not, you can't put somebody else's life mask on if you don't already have your own on. And so that was one of the things that I really, really love about this model, is that it allows parents to look inward and then do the brave thing to go outward to seek their own mental health services.
Again, we're talking about child-parent psychotherapy. It's a brand new approach to this out there. We have with us today live people that do this. I've often wondered about therapists. You know, how do you take care of yourselves? You know, when you're here and you're talking and you're dealing in difficult situations, what do you do to heal yourselves? Chris, you want to give a shot at that?
Yeah, you know, I think one of the things that CPP helps us recognize as clinicians too is that we can't do this work on our own. The model requires of us to be in reflective consultation with other CPP providers. I had talked earlier about how we are here for each other and are collaborating and being a part of making sure that the word is out that this is here in our community. But we're also meeting as a group a couple times a month to be able to make sure that we're all on the right track as we start working with these families, because there's a lot to the model for us to keep in mind. And we work really hard to receive support from each other and then also making sure that we are delivering the model as close to how it was designed as possible.
Okay, I know it's a new program, but Emma, can you give me any feedback on results so far, evidence that you've seen working or trending in the right direction?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of really cool opportunities out there, right? And just able to see that growth. And since it is so new in the community, right, we're really just getting started in a lot of ways. But there's so much growth and progress being made. And I think, you know, truthfully, every parent has... like it deserves to have that foundational phase of CPP, right? Because no matter who you are, right, you've lived your own life and you have your own stuff, right? And that comes out. And when you're parenting, right, that's the toughest job we do, right? It's 24/7, 365, right? And so having that and just being able to have someone that holds that for you and looks at that piece, I think has been so beneficial for so many families.
Well, Emma, the thing you mentioned right there is parents. Parents. They're such an important role. And it's not an easy job.
No.
It's not easy. So don't be afraid to ask for help out there, parents, especially young parents who are new to this whole process. Amy, what's the first step they got to take to do this?
You guys just have to pick up that phone and give us a jingle. Or also we have websites, each of our agencies, for Siouxland Mental Health. Our phone number is 712-226-4543. And I'm even going to give y'all my personal extension.
Wow.
318. And so give me a call and we will get you set up. Also, you can definitely call Family Services or Catholic Charities and the referral process through them too. But we want to see you. And even if you're unsure about it, just come in and we can have a conversation and talk to you about what it would look like. Because we don't want you to be scared of us. We want to be on your team. So.
Yeah, taking that first step is so important. Shelley, you want to summarize some of your comments, how you feel about this going forward, what you've done, you know, taking that first step?
Yeah, this has been a very enlightening and great experience to be able to reach out and be a part of this opportunity to kickstart this new thing in the area. I absolutely love the fact that we do get to collaborate amongst different agencies. It shows like a united front that you guys are right. We are not against each other. We are here to support mental health here in Sioux City. The need is very, very high for mental health services, especially for infants. And so why not? Why not have three agencies come together and provide this thing? We are four people, so we can only handle so much as a caseload. And if we know somebody has the opening, sharing is caring.
Okay, so they can call Catholic Charities, Siouxland Mental Health, Boys and Family Services. So, you know, folks, Christy, you want to give the address or phone number if someone wants to get a hold of you?
Yeah, so if you want to get in touch with me at Family Services to see if CPP is right for you, our phone number is 712-293-4900. And I just want to echo some things that have already been said. You know, it sometimes is really hard for parents to maybe even know, should I be reaching out? If you're asking the question, the chances are that it's probably a pretty good phone call to make. We're willing to have those conversations. But if the things that we look for in kids too, like, hey, maybe pay attention to this, is if there's some developmental maybe delays that might be going on, or there's behaviors that you're noticing that just seem a little bit not quite typical. And so if you have questions about that, we just want to have those conversations with you to help you decide.
Well, this has been an absolutely fascinating half hour. We could go on and on and on, but we have a time constraint here. So folks, I just want to say child-parent psychotherapy is more than just therapy. It's a way to help young people, young children, heal in the context of a safe, loving relationships. So we're all here together. We all got the stuff, same stuff inside of us. Some people just need a little highway to navigate this a little better, and you ladies are here to help. I'm just so impressed by everything. And folks, give Catholic Charities a call. Give Siouxland Mental Health a call. Call Family Services, please. Or go on the website. It's very important that even if you're not sure, like Christy said, give us a call. We'll tell you if it can work, if we're not work for you. But taking that first step in anything is so important. So ladies, I want to thank all of you for coming in. Oh, Shaylee, anything you want to go over?
Yeah, I just want to give the number for Catholic Charities, perfect, which is 712-252-4547.
712-252-4547. Mm-hmm. There you go. And that's Catholic Charities. Amy, you gave your number, I think, didn't you?
I did. Even my extension.
All right.
No, direct access to me.
I'm going to miss that computer. Press this button. Press this button. Press this button. And Emma?
And Siouxland Mental Health. Yep.
Okay, I love it. And we, of course, Christy with Family Services, 293-4700.
Nine.
Oh, I got two opportunities.
Family Services is 4900.
293-4900.
Yeah.
And that's Family Services. I'm sorry about that. You know, my own phone number.
It is a phone number for Boys and Girls Home and Family Services.
Oh, it'll work.
But we'll just help them take out a middleman there.
Well, you ladies, thank you for sharing your time, because I know booking this together when you have appointments and everything else going on is very difficult, and we really appreciate it today. And you opened our eyes to something brand new. And you know, in the wake of the news and everything like that, I can really see where your skills and your expertise is definitely needed. And it's too bad it always comes in tough times. This is good to build your soul, folks. Get together with a therapist. Go off. Get that stuff out inside of you. And it's always about tomorrow. Not where you've been. It's where you're going. And this will help you get there. So CPP, child-parent psychotherapy, I'm getting a cotton mouth here, is now new and available in Sioux City, Iowa. You should be proud of the organizations that are presenting this to you. So I want to thank you. Ladies, thank you. I want to thank our listening audience. Every week we close with a joke, so I thought maybe we try something along these lines right here. So let's give it a shot. Okay, here's our joke of the week in line with CPP therapy. So what a young child's favorite type of therapy? Play therapy, because it's the only place where building trust comes with building blocks. So keep that in the back of your mind. I got a little laugh from my ladies here, so that's all good. So it's all been a great show, and boy, I love when we can bring news to the community on some good things going on, and this is certainly a good thing. So we got the three agencies, one more time, Catholic Charities, Siouxland Mental Health, and Family Services. Look them up, give them a call, go to their website. You're going to learn a lot, and please take that first step. Thank you very much. Have a great week. We'll be back next week, and right here on 1360 AM, 90.9 FM, KSCJ.
For more information on the services provided by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, see them online at boysandgirlshomeiowa.org, or you can call 712-293-4700. To get more information about Family Services, Residential Treatment, The Opportunity School, the Siouxland Family Center, and more. At Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, we change lives.